ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام می‌گذاره، همه این ارزش‌ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali alayhi salam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: من اتجر بغير فقه فقد ارتطم في الربا.
أمير المؤمنين إمام علي عليه السلام stated: Whoever trades without knowing the rules of religious law will be involved in usury.
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the programs To My Brother, and we were discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. Dear brothers and sisters, we find that the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam is truly a universal persona, and this can be proven and seen and witnessed in the fact that even after the passage of well over 1,000 years, the words and the wisdom of Imam Ali is still applicable to the present day and age. We find that in certain places Imam Ali alayhi salam, he talks about certain qualities and characteristics, but he gives them a relationship as well. So for example, in one place, Imam Ali says that forbearance is a believer's supporter. In another place, he says that knowledge is a believer's friend. Well, there are three other qualities that Imam Ali has spoken about along with their relationship. His Eminence, the first divinely appointed Imam, says, tolerance is a believer's brother. Benefaction is a believer's father. And patience in hardships is a believer's commander. Tolerance and this kind of steadfastness or this forbearance, for example, this tolerance that one individual has with another one, this kind of acceptance or leniency is an individual's brother. And of course, we should be tolerant with each other amongst the Muslims and even amongst the non-Muslims. The next one was that benefaction is an individual's, a believer's father. And of course, this benefaction coming from beneficent and that being one of the qualities of Allah is also very important for a believer. But I wanted to focus on this last one, which is that patience in hardships is a believer's commander. Truly, this idea of patience, at least the patience that the Quran speaks about, is a patience which has determination, it has motivation, it has steadfastness, it has strength, it has courage. This patience is truly a commander during hardships. Because as a commander guides you through the difficult places and the difficult arenas of war, in this aspect, patience also guides you out of the difficult arenas of hardships. And so we must try our very best to remain patient during our hardships and our trials and our tribulations and our difficulties, so that by remaining patient, we will be able to be guided via this very patience, and of course, ultimately by the source of patience and guidance. Allah, the Mighty, the Exalted, will guide us out of these different hardships that come about in our lives. A profound lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali, alayhi salam. كل صبح وكل اشراق ايام تبكى عيني بدمع مشتاق ايام قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي
تمام ارزش ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib. This means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
In the name of Allah, Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. Welcome to this segment of To My Brother. My name is Muhammad. After returning from the Battle of Siffin, Imam Ali gave certain pieces of advice to one of his sons. Historians consider him to be Imam Hassan alayhi salam, while others are of the opinion that he was Muhammadul Hanafiyya. He wrote this letter in the form of a will. They deal with almost every aspect of life, which goes a long way to make a man successful in life, brave, humane, generous, virtuous, and pious. Today, I'm going to read to you an excerpt from the last will of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Please stay with us. My dear son, you must not allow uncertainties and doubt poison your mind. Skepticism or irrational likes and dislikes should not affect your views. But remember that before you start thinking and deliberating over a problem, seek guidance of the Lord and beseech Him to give you a lead in the right direction. Avoid confusion in your ideas, and do not let disbelief take hold of your mind, because the first will lead you to agnosticism and the others towards errors and sins. When you are thus prepared to solve any problem, and you are sure that you possess a clear mind, a sincere and firm desire to reach the truth, to say the correct thing, and to do the correct deed, then carefully go through the advice that I am leaving for you. If your mind is not clear, and it is not as free from doubts as you wish it to be, then you'll be wandering in the wilderness of uncertainties and errors, like a camel suffering from night blindness. Under these circumstances, it is best for you to give up the quest, because with such limitations, none can ever reach the truth.
Now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
Before Wahhabism became powerful with this, petrodollars, Sunnis in general, their writers, their speakers, whenever they talk about Ali, they will say Karramallahu wajhu, or they will say Alayhi Salam. But after Wahhabism started to spread and have their influence in the Sunni world, the muftis go around saying that, you are being unfair to other Sahaba. You shouldn't say Karramallahu wajhu to Ali or alayhi salam. You should say to all of them radiyallahu anhu. And if you look at really, the Wahhabis call themselves Salafis. Salafis means those who follow the first generation of Islam. And all others, they are saying they are bid'ati. They invented things, added things into it. But if you go back into history, and I have prepared some, list of some of the, from the books that we have, we can do the search. When you look at the historians, people like Tabari, Ibn Sa'ad, Maqdisi, Ibn Qutayba, Ibn Athir, Bayhaqi, Ibn Khaldun, Baladhuri, Al-Dhahabi, and many others. And these are all those who lived in the first 10 centuries of the Islamic history. They use the name, the title, Karramallahu Wajhu, after the name of Ali. Even if you look at the books of Hadith, you will see Musnad of Abdullah bin Mubarak, Musnad of Ahmad bin Hanbal, Sahih Bukhari itself, Sunan Abu Dawood, Sunan Nisa'i, and Sunan Dar Qutni, and many others. The first three generations of the Muhaddiseen, they actually use this dua after the name of Ali, alayhi salam. So to say alayhi salam or to say Karramallahu wajhu is not a bid'ah. This is the Salaf. If you really want to go back to the early generation of Islam, this is the way the Muslims used to respect Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wa salam.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.